Hello, everybody, and welcome to Golf versus Golf, the hybrid podcast where we discuss, debate, and analyze everything in the world of golf and disc golf. I'm your co-host, Charlie Tinsley, and join with me is Anthony and Aaron Vellini, and it has already got off to a crazy start. The boys are laughing. We're just happy to be back in the booth. And hello, welcome back. I'm glad you've joined us. I'm glad we're back here. I know it's been a little bit, and we'll get into why it's been so long. But Aaron, Anthony, how y'all doing today? Aaron.
I'm offended, boys. I'm an adult.
You are an adult. Sorry.
Thank you.
Grown man.
But it's good to be back. It's good to be back. It's been, we did not expect to take, how long has it been, 6 months?
It's been a minute, but I'm really ticked off because I have to share a mic with Charlie and I have to keep scooting over here. So.
Yeah, I wish y'all could see it. It's amazing.
Yeah, run into some technical difficulties. First day back in a booth in a while, and we just got some cables and some things not working, so me and Anthony are sharing a mic. So if our audio sounds a little weird, that might be why. But we are happy to be back in here. It has been a while. Life has kind of happened. Things have kind of happened.
We're going to apologize in advance. We said when we done the last one, I think, that we were –
What's so funny? Go ahead, apologize.
I mean, we said we were going to go to every other week, and then we done one, and then, well, this is the every other week right now.
Right. So, well, you know, season ended.
There's
a little less to talk about. On my end of things, I actually started a second job, that kind of took up some time. But we're in the summer now. Season golf and disc golf tour in full swing. Have some interesting developments definitely on the golf side. But we're back in the full swing of things, and we're not going to promise every week, maybe more like every other week or, you know.
Or every six months
or something. No, but we'll try to get them out more regularly and get some, you know, some good content out for you.
Well, we've already missed two golf majors this year.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good time to start back because it's getting warm again. Or it's been warm, but it's golf's right around the corner again. So.
And the biggest change since we have been gone is not either me, you, or Anthony. It is DJ B. Willie. His wife is expecting a little baby boy. So congratulations.
Yes.
Y'all have a name picked out? They sort of have a name picked out. And it was what? Charlie.
Listen,
he said it's going to be Charlie. I'm honored.
First episode back, we need to give some love to DJ B. Willie. And you know them little globes that you have?
The globes that personally have snow in them?
When your baby's born,
a snow globe.
When you turn it upside down and it just shakes everywhere, that's what your life's about to be like.
What an analogy.
Yeah.
Aaron, I mean, he has gotten a little bit more educated on our break. So, Aaron, have you been I'll start with you first. Have you been playing any golf lately? What's been going on in your life?
Yes. I work all the time, but I did play what day was it? I don't know. One day last week I played, and played really well, actually. I was 3 under going into number 8 and made bogey on 8, bogey on 9, bogey on 10, and ended up shooting like 75, which at the Lake Club's 5 over. I was 3 under going into 8 and shot 5 over.
Okay. How about you, Anthony? How's life been? How's your golf game been? How are things with you?
And I'm scooting over here again, which is annoying. But I went and played in the – you remember the tournament that me and my boss went and played in last year, and I said we weren't going to talk about it. We finished tied for last. Yeah, we made a better showing this year. We shot 70 on the first day, which put us about tied for 42nd going into the second day. And then we played I played okay on the last day, but we ended up shooting 77, so we finished about halfway through the pack. So it was a better showing than last year, still not great. But.
Well, that's awesome, man. It has been – I got to play a little bit of disc golf, played in the biggest tournament I play in, the only A tier, the Tennessee State Championships, and shot pretty good, finished about 17th out of 90 or something. Shot well above my rating, so I've got to play a little bit. And for me, I'm a teacher, so I'm on summer break, man, and this is when my game kind of gets the best it will be all year because I get to play a little bit more, get to take the boys out to the course. They love being outside, And so I'm doing a little bit of that and kind of working my second job at night some. So having a good time doing all of that. Now let's go ahead and get in to our topic for today. And I thought it was a pretty good one. And I don't know, maybe we'll let Anthony go first on this. But today, golf versus golf discussion topic is this. What is some of the best advice that you have gotten pertaining to your sport? So for y'all two, it'll be golf. For me, it'll be disc golf. And, you know, we still have the email. What is the email? I totally forgot.
Golf versus disc golf at gmail.com.
Golf versus disc golf.
D-I-S-C. Golf.
Yeah, at Gmail. Golf versus disc golf. So golfvsdiscgolf at gmail.com.
Yes.
So if you have some good advice, go ahead and email us some of your advice, and it might help us. Now, let me just be clear. We're not giving you advice. These are not necessarily our advice, because I don't think any of us are really in a position to give advice. But this is advice that we have heard and that has helped us or benefited us greatly in our sport and in our game. So, Anthony, give us a little bit of background, what you were going through in your game or whatever, and give me where did you hear this piece of advice, and then what happened after you kind of implemented it into your game. So give us all the details, man. What's the best advice you ever heard?
Well, I've got two things. I got two things here. So I'm going to start on a personal level, and then I'm going to get to what I heard from a professional. So, and I don't know if this really counts, if it's what you're asking for, but we went and played a long time ago with Brother Tony. Shout out to the preacher. So, and I always used to get really mad, like, which my temper's never been great anyway. But the best advice I've ever heard that's helped me calm down is you're not good enough to throw golf clubs. Because I used to throw them all the time. Now, I still throw golf clubs every now and again, but I don't do it like I did. So I know that's not what you're looking for, but
I think that's great advice. I think, you know, not taking the game so serious is good advice for anybody, because I don't know if it ever helps.
Especially when you have to pay for your clubs.
I was just about to say that, because last year at the beach, I got really mad on the last hole, and I slung my four iron and snapped it. And then I thought, well, that was really dumb. And when I got back, it cost me about $80 to put a shaft back in it. So that was stupid. And then I lost the club, so I don't even know where it's at now. So, but on a professional level, I was watching videos, and Rory McIlroy, I've always hit the ball right to left, so I've always drew the ball. But when I miss really bad, I'll toe hook it, and I'll hit it, and it'll snap hook usually. So the best advice I've ever heard is he said, when he swings, he likes to feel like his hands are in front of his body. So that means you take the club more outside and don't wrap it around your body. Because I had a bad habit of going really inside, and I'd shut the face, and then I'd hook it. So that's helped me a whole lot. Not that I've mastered it, but it's a whole lot better than it used to be. So that's pretty much what I got.
I mean, I'm not a golfer, so it doesn't really you would have to show me visually what you're talking about. But it does sound like it does make sense, what little I know about golf. So that's pretty good advice. I really like the one you said, you know, you're not good enough to be throwing clubs, man. Oftentimes, putting it in perspective, you know, we enjoy it. We enjoy golf. We enjoy disc golf. But for golf, it's hitting a white ball with a piece of metal. The disc golf, it's throwing plastic. So you kind of put it in perspective. And it's really nothing to get that crazy upset about, especially for us who ain't, you know, it's not our living. So great advice. What, Aaron, what about you? So what's some advice, you know, and listen, if you want to expound on like what you were doing, how old you were, go ahead. I want to hear the details.
I don't know nothing about all that, but I haven't. I mean, I haven't had time to really think about it today because I've been working, but I'm just sitting here thinking about it. The first thing I would say is, I'm sure somebody said this before, but you can't win the U.S. Open on the first hole. Right. So I here recently I've been trying to work my way into the round. You can't win the U.S. Open on the first hole or the first couple holes, but you can lose it.
Right.
You know, so I try to start off, you know, not being mad if I don't birdie number two at Silver Creek. You know, if I can make par on one, make par on two. But what I don't want to do is make double on one and double on two. You know, because gotcha. It's a lot, you know, when you start making doubles, it's hard to get yourself back into the round. So if you can get started and make five or six pars in a row, which, and I will say, at the Lake Club, I did the other day. It's a perfect example. Number one's a very easy par five. Mm-hmm. And I made par on number one. I made par on number two, which is a very easy hole.
Right.
Which is a birdie hole. I made par on three, and then I hit it really close on four. I hit it to about 4 feet on four. Made birdie there, and then I made par on five, which is a tough hole. And then six, I made birdie, which you're supposed to birdie. Birdied seven. So, I mean, that doesn't always work because obviously, you know, on the back nine, I didn't play as well as I should have. So that would be one for sure, trying to work your way into the round. And, you know, don't get mad if you don't birdie a hole you're supposed to birdie. As long, you know, pars never hurt you. I would take 18 pars every time I played golf. Probably never going to happen. But, and then the other one, I don't know. I'm kind of torn in between two. I don't know. I think that's probably good for now. I don't know anything else I could add to that first part. But what about you as far as disc golf goes?
Yeah, I'm going to talk on the mental side, and I think this would work well. You know, golf versus golf. What are the, you know, similarities in our sports, disc golf versus golf? What are the differences? And I feel like form, of course, it's going to be different. It's two separate motions, swinging a golf club, throwing a disc. But the mentality, his one on, you know, not throwing a golf club because we're not good enough, great mentality, works in disc golf. Yours, you're not going to win or lose on the first hole. Great. And I've heard things like that pertaining to disc golf. One that helped me is because, you know, I'm ADHD, but you enter this kind of hyper-focus sometimes. Like, it's very hard for me to stay focused, but when I am, I can be super engaged. You get what I'm saying? Like, I can almost over-focus on something. And when I started playing tournaments or league rounds, I would get like that. I would be so focused that it almost hurt, and I would throw a shot, and as soon as the shot left my hand, I saw where it land. I'm already thinking of, and sometimes you get yourself down, man, there's no way I can birdie for there, or like, well, that's definitely a bogey and stuff like that. Paul Uleberry, who is older disc golfer, he's in his mid-30s, I believe, but he's kind of coming out of the pro tour scene, although had a very good tournament last time, but he is not just in the top guys anymore, and he is kind of transition to teaching. He said one time that he would play these rounds, and when he was playing, and I want to see if this ever happens to y'all, when he was playing, he would get headaches. He would get these headaches. And he said, what? He goes, I was just focusing so hard. I was taking so much mental energy. Y'all think about this. After you play a tournament round, you're dead tired. Much tireder than you would be just an actual casual round. That's because you're expending so much mental energy to this. And he said, man, I would just focus so hard. And he gave me a piece of advice that I think, and I want y'all to tell me if this would translate to golf, but he said he heard from a disc golfer, he said, throw your shot. Don't think about the next shot till you get to your disc and are ready to throw it again. And now let me just kind of elaborate on what I mean. Instead of me throwing my shot, just automatically thinking what I'm going to do with there. Take a minute. Take in the sights. Take in the other person's shots. Take in the surroundings, the ambiance. Take all that in when you approach your shot, when it's your time. Because, like, what happens in golf? You hit a shot, and then you got to wait on three other people to hit a lot of times before you go again. So there's a lot of dead time in our sports. And I think sometimes we over-focus to the point where it's not helping. It's somewhat detrimental to our game. And I started doing that, man. I would throw my shot. I would, you know, kind of analyze where it is, and then I'd try to forget about it until I got to my disc. What do you think about that in golf?
That's a good point. I like the mental side of it because if you stay negative during a round, then that's probably what you're going to get is negative results, honestly. Like if you're like, oh, man, I can't believe I hit it there. Well, that's a double bogey. Like, and I think all of us subconsciously think that way. But I think you need to work to keep that out of your brain and try to stay positive. But, yeah, I mean, that's a really good point. I've never thought about it like that, to be honest with you.
Since we're on the subject, I want to ask you this because this is a difference. Right now in disc golf, even on a pro tour, you can play with headphones or earbuds or whatever you call them. You can play with those in. So, like, you can be in the middle of your round and you can have music playing or whatever. What do y'all think about that? Because I know that's not allowed in golf. That's not allowed in traditional golf. You can't – on tour, you cannot walk around with devices in your ear. So what do you think about that on disc golf? What's your thoughts on that, Anthony? Aaron?
No, I mean, as far as – I don't know. Obviously, on the tour, you can't do that on the PGA Tour. But, like, when we play with some people, they want to play music, and they play it out of the cart. As long as it ain't super loud, it don't bother me, but I wouldn't want it in my ears.
Yeah, but what do you think about the top – personally, and some people are going to disagree with this, as disc golf grows and people, I think it looks a little just the optics, just looking at it. I feel like it doesn't look as professional. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, some people's argument, well, disc golf doesn't have to be professional. But I do think it has to have this presentation. If you want to take it seriously, like anything in life, if you want to be taken seriously, you've got to, you know, visuals matter. And I think it kind of looks silly sometimes that they're walking around with AirPods and stuff in. Anyway, that might be a topic for another time. But any more advice that y'all, any pieces of advice, maybe funny, maybe anything that y'all have?
I did think of another one as far as like just the mental side of it. Like, don't get down on yourself. People don't understand how good the guys are on TV, first of all.
Right.
And second of all, like, I'm not bragging on me or Anthony or anybody, but we can play golf enough to where we're decent. I wouldn't say anything about ever being able to play pro or being on TV or anything like that. But there are times, and there's probably times for you as well, Charlie, that when you hit a great shot, it's probably as good of a shot as a pro could hit.
Right.
I just feel like they probably hit a lot. Well, I know it's not probably. They hit a lot more of them.
They're a lot.
They do it a lot more. So, and, you know, that's what I've, like, I read some statistics, and I don't have them in front of me. I wish I would have thought about it. But, like, from 100 yards in, pros miss the green. Like, it's pretty high. You would be surprised as to how high the number is. From 100, like 125 yards.
Right.
On tour, the average of missed greens. So, and, you know, that's why I just stopped getting frustrated with myself. If I mess up a hole or whatever, I don't let it bother me. I just move on. Now, obviously, there's times I get mad too.
Right.
But I'll get those numbers one day because people would be surprised how many pros miss greens from yardages where an amateur who doesn't play all the time misses it and then they break their club.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So, I mean, I think the overall, we take all of our advice that we've heard and try to implement. I feel like you could put it like this way, and this would be it. Don't take yourself so seriously. It's just a game. It's just a sport. It's just, you know, try to have fun. Take it serious to a point, you know, but just remember at the end, you know, when it comes down to it, what you're doing, it's just supposed to be for fun anyway. Great advice. Good job, fellas. Let's go ahead and move on to this. Let's talk about tournament talk because there's a lot that's been going on. I know, and I'll start first. I'll tell you in disc golf, so far we've had – there's been majors. There's the college. Y'all know about the college national championship held here at North Cove. Cincinnati won. I was there. I got to see it unfold. It was crazy. There's coverage on YouTube. Check it out. Check out, you know, our home course. Check out Cincinnati taking that down. And there's been some other ones.
This is off topic, okay? Yeah. Was it at North Cove?
Yeah.
Listen, for all y'all who don't know, I work for the sheriff's office in McDowell County. This has nothing to do with it, but it reminded me of something. When they are up there playing disc golf, you will be surprised how many 911 hang-ups we get. of people on the course playing disc golf, and how many people accidentally call 911 while they're playing?
Fred North Cove?
Yes.
Really?
Every single time that there's a big tournament up there, we get two or three 911 hangups a day up there.
Huh.
Just a tidbit for you.
Wow.
It has nothing to do with anything. It just
that is that's kind of interesting though. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because there was a tournament there this past Saturday, it was packed out. I guarantee you, if you're getting them on big tournaments, you probably got to pass Saturday. Anyway, so that happened. But the big one that kind of happened on tour was the Champions Cup, which takes place in Augusta, Georgia. It takes place the week after the Masters. And it was incredible. A young boy out of Georgia won it, named Isaac Robinson. And the female that won it was the Estonian Kristen Tatar. There's, of course, been other tournaments, but that's what's going on. It's been fun to see the parity, the different types of golfers winning this year, seeing a lot more young faces. It's like almost like the tour and at least the NPO side is turning a new leaf, and it's been fun to watch. Now, Aaron, you've got some information, because we know PGA Tour first. Rattle off the major winners, and then this news about the merger. What I mean, give me a little bit about that, but tell me the major winners first.
Well, real quick, I'm just chasing rabbits here, but I'm sorry, and y'all forgive me. I will get back to a more scripted thing next time, because we ain't been on in such a long time. And this just actually popped in my brain too, so I apologize. How hard do you think it would be to play Augusta National disc golf if you put the baskets on the greens and tried to play the course that way?
Do y'all know by chance how many yards it is?
How many 7,500 yards?
7,500. I'm going to do a little. So is that right, Anthony? Somewhere around there, 7,500 yards. So I'm just going to do a little math, because we don't. You can work in meters, but most American disc golfers work in feet. 7,500.
It's somewhere around there.
Okay, times three. You're looking at. which this might surprise you. 22,500 feet.
Is that a lot?
That would be double, I think, the farthest course they have on tour. It'd be doubled it. So if you think on, I think, well, maybe not right at half. I think it's 1,100, 1,200 is the largest, the farthest course 1,000. On the disc golf tour.
What?
I'm sorry. 11,000.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, my bad. 11,000.
But say if it's 1,100, you're 22,000, it's a lot.
11,000, 12,000 is the farthest feet. It's the farthest they have on the disc golf tour. So you're looking at, twice the size.
Okay.
So, they would all have to be like par fives and like par sixes. But it would be fun. I mean, it never happened. But they use a lot of ball golf courses. That's a big thing. Disc golfers use ball golf.
And I've never thought about that until you just said a minute ago that
it would be neat, because I think of that one hole. What's the one hole at Augusta National where it's the – oh, what's the hole? I think it's a par four, might be a par five, but then you have the river in front of it, the little creek in front of it, and then the green, 12. Is it 12? Yeah, real pretty, and they got the famous bridge right there and all that stuff. Yeah.
Well, this is crazy now that you've asked that question. I just got an ESPN thing. It says Dustin Johnson tells ESPN that the governor of the Saudi Arabia's PIF, which I guess is the people that's in charge of LIV,
yep,
told him that LIV will remain in business through 2024, that LIV Golf will remain in business.
We'll have to look that up if that means the merger. Because what's been going on? Give me just a brief. I know you're not.
So I'm not super knowledgeable in this. I just looked it up earlier today. From what I understand, LIV Golf and the PGA have come to some kind of agreement on merging together.
Okay.
Nobody knows exactly what that means.
So it's still in the probably negotiating
stages. What I do know is that the PGA Tour was being sued by LIV Golf.
Wow.
So now that they have agreed to merge, those litigations have stopped.
Okay.
Of course, Jay Monahan, which is the PGA Tour commissioner, is that his name, Jay Monahan? He said that they couldn't continue to go on like this and spend money on these litigations. And everybody's calling him a hypocrite, because he was like, we will never join LIV, blah, blah, blah. So I don't really know. And I think it was honestly a surprise to people when it did merge.
It was to me, because here's my thing. When you're kind of penalizing the players that stayed on the PGA Tour, right?
100%.
Because, like, they did not leave. So I want to see if in this merge – I mean, I don't know what you do if you're the PGA Tour because they've just missed out on millions. Am I wrong, Anthony?
No. No, and that's the point I was going to make if I had a microphone. But, like, Rory, he's been, like, the spokesperson for the PGA Tour, and he has bashed LIV. Even in his recent interview, even after they merged, he still said, I hate LIV. But you're kind of – you're throwing Rory under the bus, man. Like, he stuck up for you. Stuck up. That's a good word. He's had the PGA Tour's back. He's had Jay Monahan's back. He's had, you know, and I don't know if Jay's feeding him stuff to say or Rory's saying it by himself, but he stuck his neck out, and then they got blindsided, man. Like, Rory, all them guys could have got $200-300 million, and now they're – you know, they're out of money, not out of money, but they're out of that money and they're joined.
But so, once again, is it about legacy or is it about money?
I don't know, but Dustin Johnson looks the best out of anybody to me because he took his money, he went to LIV, and he don't say nothing. He keeps his mouth shut.
Yeah.
You know, Phil and all them guys, they've burnt some bridges, but DJ and some of them guys that got paid all that money, man, they just stood in the shadows and not said nothing. They played majors and that's all you hear about it.
And Phil is a tweeter. Like him and Brandel Chamblee.
About this subject? About
him and Brandel Chamblee. I think that's how you say his name.
I think it's Chamblee.
Chamblee. Anyway, they went back and forth on Twitter. And it's been nuts. This says that the two entities signed an agreement that would combine the PGA Tour and LIV Golf commercial businesses and rights into a new, yet to be named, for profit company. Hmm. The agreement includes the DP World Tour, which is also known as the European Tour. So all those would combine together. And like I said, now that they've done that, we don't have all the full details, but there's no more suing going on between LIV and the PGA Tour.
You know, I actually heard that Greg Norman didn't even know.
Yeah, I think everybody got blind. Honestly, I think
Greg
everybody
Norman
got
didn't even know that they was going to merge until he found out.
It almost seems like Greg Norman was just the people that really were the Saudi Arabian, whoever that was that he mentioned. Greg Norman was the poster boy.
Absolutely. He's the puppet, for sure.
He's the face that everybody knew. And, man, I just, as an outsider looking in, it just kind of seems – it stinks for the guys – that did not take the money, kind of held to the PGA Tour, and the guys that went to the LIV under the assumption when they went, I'll have all this money, but I'll never play for the PGA Tour again because that was the PGA Tour's thing. You can't play for it if you go over there. Now they're going to.
And that's exactly what I was about. Also, like if I was to go to golfers who played golf that play regularly and keep up with the PGA Tour and keep up with LIV, if I was to go show them a picture of Greg Norman, everybody would know who he is. If I was to show him the name that I just read that's actually over – some of that stuff, and I showed them a picture, they would have no clue who it was.
How would you like to be a fly on the wall when Rory and them guys went and met with Jay Monahan after that announcement?
I think they learned about it on TV.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Or Twitter.
After they learned about it, and then they had a meeting with him.
Oh, no.
How would you like to have been in that office as a fly on the wall, I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know them guys were ticked.
And I guarantee you Phil was dancing.
Phil looks great.
Oh, yes, he does.
Honest to God, Phil looks like, you know, he's been right all along.
Yep.
But he's burned some bridges, but he could be the commissioner of the PGA Tour, I promise.
The day it come out, him and Brandel Chamblee got into it again, and Phil.
Brandel Chamblee's an idiot.
He is.
First of all,
he is.
Second of all, sorry, Brandel, but you are. second of all, Phil, I seen one tweet where he said, Brandel's is as bad of an announcer as he was a player. But
they were all right, we got to quit.
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion, I guess, if we don't like it or not. Anyway, it's interesting. We will try to keep you updated as it continues. But yeah, it's been interesting. Real quick, the majors, go over those real quick.
Okay, let's see. The first one was the Masters.
Yep.
Who won the Masters? John Rahm won the Masters.
Yeah.
Him and Brooks Koepka. And then here we go. So now we get into that the LIV tours, the LIV players can still play in the majors. Now, until this year, nobody from LIV or from the that went to LIV from the PGA Tour had won a major until the U.S. Open. And what? I'm sorry. Apologize. The PGA.
I'm going to have to take Aaron's microphone if he can't get his facts straight.
I'm sorry. It was the PGA. I apologize. But this year, Brooks Koepka did win the PGA.
And he was with the LIV Tour.
Absolutely. Yep.
So let me just ask you on a personal note, and let's not just slit throats here. Were y'all wanting Koepka to win?
I'm not a big fan of Brooks Koepka, to be honest with you, even before all the LIV stuff.
Yeah.
I think he's really cocky. Now he does. What?
Just be easy. I don't want you to just. What? I might have people that love Brooks Koepka. I just don't want to, you know.
Okay, what? Like you said, everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
You're right. You're right. Go on.
So, I'm not bashing the guy. He's really good at golf.
He is.
He's got 5 majors now. But I'm just saying, like.
Wow. I did not realize that.
Yeah. He's won. No, Roy's got 5.
You know,
Roy's
I say that, and I went off on Nico LeCastro when he did that.
Yeah, so yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I can't say nothing, so my bad.
So now I've lost my train of thought since you yelled at me.
Well, I'll jump in here. I was actually pulling for Koepka. Now, I don't, you know, whatever. You can say what he is about a guy. But, dude, he deserved to win.
Because, no, he did.
Because he should have won the Masters, but he ran into a buzzsaw at the Masters. But I was pulling for him.
A buzzsaw.
I mean a buzzsaw.
Y'all know what that is? That means somebody playing really good.
No, I mean, but, no, and this is the first time since the all the – LIV and PGA Tour stuff has started that somebody from LIV that was currently on the PGA Tour has won a major. And now, and coming up this week, starting tomorrow, is the U.S. Open. Starts tomorrow.
Real quick, who's your picks? U.S. Open.
Listen, and y'all know this, and if y'all listen to this podcast and y'all don't know who my favorite golfer is, I'm pulled for Phil. Anytime Phil is playing, and I know Anthony does too, I will pull for Phil Mickelson to play well and win.
To mix it up, Anthony, don't say Phil. Who he got Phil. Sorry.
He would not be a chalk pick number one.
Where is the U.S. Open?
Yes, Los Angeles.
Is it normally in United States? I'm just kidding.
Sometimes.
Totally kidding. So you got Phil. Who do you got?
First of all, a little tidbit for y'all. There's not been a European win the U.S. Open since like the 70s. So I'm not going to pick a European. If you didn't know that, I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with Bryson DeChambeau.
Who has won a U.S. Open.
Bold pick.
He won at.
Was he on the LIV?
He is on LIV.
Okay.
You have really top tier golfers now that are on LIV. Cam Smith's on LIV. And he's not one of
the Australian.
Listen, if I always pull for, huh? No, I know that, but that was before he went to LIV. But he announced it right after that, but he did. If I was going to have to pick anybody but Phil, and I feel like that this guy's deserving of one, is Victor Hovland. Because dude's been playing well, too. And I think it's a matter of time before he wins one, too.
He just won at Jack's tournament.
Yes, so. He did. And he's from Norway?
Yeah. I guess is that European?
You don't know.
He's Norwegian.
Norwegian is European, yes. Okay. Yep.
So, I mean, if I had to pick one, it would be Victor Hovland. Is there any that's enough for that. Is there any disc golf coming up anytime soon?
Yes.
Any major tournaments?
The next major would be I don't know if the European tour, maybe the European or Worlds, one of those two, European Championships, and then you have the World Championships. There's a big tournament coming up this weekend, the Dynamic Disc Open. So
all the big guys,
all the big guys. It's a Elite Series. My boy Ricky Wysocki won it last year. The thing about where it's at in Emporia, Kansas, it can get very windy. Like I think it's the windiest spot can be. And has been one of the windiest spots on tour.
Do you think the wind affects disc golf more than it does a golf ball?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes. Putting, for sure.
We already talked about that?
I think we've talked about this before, but yes, I would say that. And I it'd be hard pressed because of the surface area of a disc. I know it affects a golf ball, but you can miss 10-foot putts, which are normally gimmies, in a strong headwind. It becomes so much harder. Like, yeah. And just, I feel like, let me say it like this. Disc golfers have wind on their mind more than a golfer would. Yeah. I really believe that.
Who's your pick for the weekend?
Here's what happened. Paul McBeth, the world championship was there last year, and Paul McBeth won that.
Yeah.
But he's in Europe playing. So he's playing in the European tour, I think, trying to grow his brand over there.
Okay.
So, I mean, Rick's won this season. He's getting back. You could go Rick. It's a thrower's course. I will go Rick or Gannon Burr. Rick or Gannon Burr is my pick. All right, so that's about it for tournament talk. I think we are about to get ready for one of the most fun for us segments that we have, and that is game time. Hit it, B. Willie.
Back in the game time. All right. I am Anthony now, and I'm sitting in front of a microphone because I made Aaron move so I could sit here and do the game. So, if you've listened to our show, and I've listened knowing that we was going to start back, I went and listened to all of our episodes again. Excuse me. So, we've done a lot of games with just golf, and Charlie is been left out, which Charlie knows golf more than we know disc golf, but this game is strictly disc golf. Now, it's not a game where y'all can go back and forth. I'm going to put a timer on Charlie, and I want to see how many of these he can get before the timer goes out. So, 30 seconds or a minute.
So, are we kind of working together here?
Yeah, I mean, you can work together, but Aaron's not going to know. He'll know one, maybe.
So okay. Why didn't you do the same?
Hey, quick question. Well, we can do it next time. I don't want to mess with your game. Let him do. I don't know what the question is. Let him do as many as he can, and then I'll take
it. Okay, that's fine.
You want to do it like
as
that?
As many as you can in 30 seconds.
Yeah, I'm not going to know that.
You're not, you might know a couple.
I might know one. How many questions are
there? But the only problem with that is then it'll give Charlie time to sit there and think about it.
So here's my question real fast, and I don't want to mess your game up either. But can you not get the same information and let me do golf and him do disc golf?
I could probably do that, but
let's just do disc
golf. Just do the game. I was told to do the game, and I'm doing the game. So
we're not trying to change that, but can we do that other thing?
I'm just kidding. This is for Charlie only.
Let him do it.
All the other golf games, all the other game times have been golf.
Once you ask the question, I'm going to look at Aaron and see if he knows any, so he can be involved.
I'm telling you, I know Aaron, and he may know like three.
Okay.
Maybe.
Let him get the three. Maybe two. If he knows three, then
it'll probably be the three that you would obviously get.
Okay. All right.
So enough of that junk.
So you're going to ask me the question.
So I think I'm going to do 30 seconds for you.
Okay.
And then at the end, if you want to keep naming people or if you keep thinking of people, you can.
Disc golfers that listen.
30
when
seconds.
He asks the question, pause the video, see how many you can get, see if you can beat me.
I mean, 30 seconds is a long time, but.
Yeah.
All right. So here is the question. First of all, I'm going to ask you this first. Do you know what year the first PDGA
World Championship?
World Championship was.
83?
No, 82. But that's close.
Ah.
So, from 1982 to 2023, which has not been played yet.
Yep.
Name everybody that's won one.
Okay.
Starting in 82.
I'm going to let Aaron give me one.
Okay. Actually, when Aaron gives you that one, pause, and I'm going to have him take this over there and click him off.
Okay.
Because I don't want you to look at it.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Ready, set, go.
Ken Climb-Up.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right. So, mark him off.
I thought you'd say somebody else. Ken Climb-Up. Well done.
And then I'm going to get that back. It doesn't matter. Just don't say nothing else on that paper yet. All right. So, in 30 seconds, I'm going to put the timer on Charlie.
How many are there? Can you tell me how many there are?
There's 20.
I'm not going to know some of them early.
There might not be 20.
I don't remember. Aaron, count them right quick.
I'm not going to know the real early ones.
B. Willie, hit the Jeopardy music. All right. 16. All right. Okay. So, in 30 seconds, again, If you're at home, pause it. If you're a disc golfer, and see if you can beat Charlie. So I'm going to give him 30 seconds, and we're going to start it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, Paul McBeth, Ricky Wysocki, Nate Doss, Greg Barsby. He should have been like 2019, Greg Barsby. Conrad, James Conrad. Avery Jenkins, Barry Schultz, Sam Farrens, that'd been early, Sam Farrens possibly.
5 seconds.
Oh my gosh, I know more.
Barry Two, Schultz. One,
oh
time.
Gosh, I don't feel like I did as good as I should have done. How many did I get?
So you got,
Aaron got Ken Climo.
So give me that one, because I would have definitely got.
All right, Avery.
Avery Jenkins won in 09.
Avery Jenkins is on here.
09, I think.
I remember marking him off. I don't have the year, but so Ken Climo, Paul McBeth, that's two. You count them.
Yep.
Ricky.
Yep.
Nate Doss.
Yep.
Barry Schultz.
Yep.
Sam Farrens.
I got Farrens, nice.
Greg Barsby.
Yep.
James Conrad.
Yes.
And Avery.
It had to be Avery Jenkins.
Avery Jenkins is on here.
Yeah, right? He won the same year I think Sarah won. He won the MPO.
Well, he was on my other list, but I know because I looked at him today.
I think that's nine. Now, can I – that's all I got in now, 3 seconds.
Okay.
Let me see how many I can get. I think I know a few more.
Okay. And then I'm going to ask you something else.
Okay. So, I know for certain
– that was a long 30 seconds.
Oh, snap. Who was it? Dang it. It just left my head. I said Nate Doss. I said – oh, my gosh. Dude, I just had one on the top of my head. Who was it? Who was it? Nate Doss. Ricky Wysocki. It would have been not Will Schustrick. Will Schustrick never won. That's not one, is it?
No.
Will Schustrick. No. Eric McCabe.
Eric McCabe is on here.
Yep, Eric McCabe. I don't know. That might be all.
All right, so I'm going to give you – I'll give you the rest of them after I ask you this question now.
Okay.
How many of them have won more than one?
Okay. Rick.
Okay.
Paul. Ken. Barry. Nate. How many more?
That's all of them except for the one guy that you haven't said yet.
The one guy I haven't said that's won multiple.
He's won two. And you didn't say him.
Oh, snap, snap, snap. He's won two. God, I wish I would. If I could know the year, I'd definitely know. It's not Harold Duvall, is it?
It is.
It's Harold Duvall.
And you didn't even say him. But
I don't. Did. And Andrew, I text with his son all
that's
the time.
That's him.
That's crazy, man. He's one of the owners of Innova. How did I not know
that? All right, so you've missed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It looks like you've missed 8. Now, they've all only won one.
Okay.
But any guesses, Ruck? You're not thinking nobody else?
I would say
I don't know how old these are. I should have put the dates
beside
them. Yeah,
they're going to be older, and I'll probably.
So, Jeff Watson.
Don't know him.
Okay. Johnny Sias. Sias, I guess.
Yeah, I think I've heard his name.
Greg Hosfeld. You know that name?
Nope.
John Ahart, or something like that. Steve Wisecup. Ron Russell.
Ron Russell. I knew Ron Russell.
Cameron Todd.
Okay.
David Feldberg.
David Feldberg. I have some of his discs. So I should have got David
I
Feldberg.
Think that's – and Avery Jenkins, which is not on here, which I don't know why because I seen his name earlier.
So. Yep.
So not bad. But some of them guys are old. I mean,
yeah,
in the 80s. All right. So next thing. Well, I just told you. You know how many Ken Climos won?
12.
All right. Paul McBeth.
6.
Ricky.
2.
Nate Doss.
3.
Nope. 2.
He's only won 2.
Barry Schultz.
3.
2. And Harold Duvall. It's 1-2. So.
Okay. Well, I didn't do as bad as I thought.
I knew Aaron wouldn't get any of those.
I bet he would have got Paul McBeth.
He would have got
right?
Paul McBeth. That's the one I thought he would say. I thought
he was going to say Paul,
I mean,
too.
He's
as soon as you asked that.
The old episode, so I knew he knew Ken Climo, too.
I just have the knowledge.
Yeah. No, you don't.
All right.
That was a pretty good game.
That was a really good game.
I appreciate the research. You had to do a little bit of research.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
That's all I do. I just work my tail off for this podcast, and I don't get no appreciation for it.
Don't even get your own microphone.
No.
I will say I'm going to apologize for the bantering by me, but we haven't done it in a while, so we'll stick more to the script next time. I hope y'all, which you're not going to know that we've started back if you don't watch it, but I hope you keep following us like we have been, because we had amazing support when we first started, and then I felt like we just kind of let everybody down by just completely stopping.
And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to tell you what the game is going to be next time, But Charlie, do not go look. We're going to do women. All right. I was going to do them all in one, but that'd been a lot because you would have not had to.
Women winners?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try not to think about it, but I know a few. I don't know.
Well, I don't know how many of those you know because I didn't know. I did know those.
We've had one on the
Sarah Stanhope Cunningham.
Sarah Cunningham.
I was looking for her name today when I was going through the women. I'm like, where is she?
I
could not find her. I went back to the podcast and you said, as soon as the podcast comes on, you say, I knew her as Sarah Stanhope. And I thought, that's why. I couldn't find her because it ain't Sarah Cunningham. So I found
Stanhope.
Her.
Yep. That's a...
All right. Y'all got anything else?
I'm good.
All right.
DJ B. Willie. Thank you, bro.
Thank you, bro. Y'all keep brother DJ B. Willie in your prayers as he's about to be a new
dad. About to be a daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Aaron is, too. We forgot about that. That's
different.
Probably not public knowledge.
My bad, Dijon.
And they do not know what it is.
Yeah, but it's number three, so it doesn't really count.
Guarantee you it's a baby.
And we do not know what it is. We're going to wait until it is born
to find out. Girl.
Do you have names picked out for boy or girl?
Yes. We have boy is Eli Anthony, and then for a girl, Noah Elaine. Elaine is my mom's middle name.
Oh, shout out, Dad. I didn't even know the baby's named after me.
Amen.
It's not. It's her dad.
Oh, it's still my name, so we could say.
Yeah.
We could. I mean,
it's a mixture of both.
That's a lie. All right, my feelings are hurt.
It is.
I didn't get a microphone.
If you don't hush, we're going to change it to Eli Nathan.
Hey, listen, let me ask you something, DJ B. Willie. If we get, in a week, over 100 downloads on this, will you reveal the possible name? You're going to have to talk to Lindsay about that. We'll talk to Lynn. He'll talk to his wife. And let's just say there's a little bit of a chance he might, but probably not. But anyway, give us the review, the download, the star, the whatever it is. Email golfvsdiscgolf@gmail.com. Let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, whether it's swinging a club or throwing a disc, go play some golf.
We're out.
We're out.